88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology Education Center. A great topic that we kicked off about using our time more effectively. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we covered off tip number one. Can you recap? What was tip number one last week?
Yes, so it was adopt a fixed volume approach to productivity. So two to-do lists, one that has everything on it, and then a short list that has just what you're working on today.
Okay, and I guess very fitting that we're covering off 10 items for this 10 list. So you got some more to go on. And we should point out, for those that don't know, this was following Oliver Berkman.
That's right. And his book, 4,000 Weeks, which is how much time most of us get on Earth, Time Management for Mortals.
Okay.
So here's number two, serialize. Focus only on one big project at a time. Though it's alluring to try to alleviate the anxiety of having too many responsibilities by getting started on them all at once, you will make little progress. There is so much research, Mike, that says that multitasking rarely works. And soon you'll find that serializing helps you to complete more projects. So pick one, get it done. Number three, decide in advance what to fail at. I love this one, Mike. I use this all the time. You'll inevitably underachieve at something simply because your time and energy are finite. I always feel like, you know, Ecclesiastes really helps us embrace this as Christians. We cannot do everything. But strategic underachievement, nominating in advance areas of your life in which you won't expect excellence, helps you focus your time and energy on things that really matter. For example, you might decide in advance that it is okay to have a cluttered kitchen while you finish your novel, or to do the bare minimum on a particular work project so you can spend more time with your kids.
Okay.
To live this way is to replace the high-pressure quest for a work-life balance with something more reasonable, which is a deliberate kind of imbalance.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. And then tip four, focus on what you've already completed, not just what's left to do. So what I think is beautiful about this recommendation is Oliver Berkman says, keep a done list. So once you do complete things off of your to-do list, put it on a done list, and every once in a while, just let yourself look at that long list and go, wow, I really have done a lot.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, and this can cheer us on in moments when we feel overwhelmed by the responsibilities that we have.
Okay, some really good tips there. I decided long ago to fail at doing a cartwheel, and I'll never be able to do one. So that's on my list forever.
That's a good choice.
There you go. We will continue this list again next week with Parenting Moments. Kimberly, let's share a little bit about just how busy and everything going on at the Eckert Center.
Yes, so beautiful things are happening here at Eckert Center. We've partnered with Revive Wellness, who offers services of registered dietitians, and we've hired a male counselor, Lane Dewar. And he has a specialty in men's health and wellness. And I really encourage any person who's been listening, if you are a male out there and you're like, oh, I want to do therapy, but I'd sure like to work with another man. Well, here's your opportunity. So you can go to eckertcenter.com and click the appointment button and book with Lane.
Okay, I
right
like
there.
That. And for anybody that doesn't know, you've got north and south locations.
That's right. Yes, we do.
Okay. And are you still doing all the virtual stuff too?
Yes. So services are offered both in person and virtually. So again, there is just really no excuse, Mike. counseling is so accessible right now for people, and I really encourage you to get started. It's only February. It's still a good time for a fresh start.
Indeed, and counseling can be a huge benefit to people as well. So eckertcenter.com to find out more and possibly book an appointment. Maybe you'll get that free consultation that Kimberly blesses somebody with each week. Who's that going to?
Let's go with caller number four today.
403-276-8888 right now. Caller number four. Kimberly, thank you for this, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Great. Have a wonderful day, Mike.
Thank you.